The golden egg fell through the tapestry at the bottom of the staircase, burst open, and began wailing loudly in the corridor below. Harry pulled out his wand and struggled to touch the marauder's map, to wipe it blank, but it was too far away to reach. Pulling the cloak back over himself, Harry straightened up, listening hard, with his eyes screwed up with fear, and, almost immediately,
"Peeves!"
It was the unmistakable hunting cry of Filch, the caretaker. Harry could hear his rapid, shuffling footsteps coming nearer and nearer, his wheezy voice raised in fury.
"What's this racket? Wake up the old castle, will you? I'll have you, Peeves, I'll have you, and what is this?"
Filch's footsteps halted. There was a clink of metal on metal, and the wailing stopped. Filch had picked up the egg and closed it. Harry stood very still, one leg still jammed tightly in the magical step, listening. Any moment now Filch was going to pull aside the tapestry, expecting to see Peeves, and there would be no Peeves. But if he came up the stairs, he would spot the marauder's map, and invisibility cloak or not, the map would show Harry Potter standing exactly where he was.
"Egg?"
Filch said quietly at the foot of the stairs.
"My sweet!"
Mrs. Norris was obviously with him.
"This is a tri-wizard clue. This belongs to a school champion."
Harry felt sick. His heart was hammering very fast.
"Peeves!"
Filch roared gleefully.
"You've been stealing!"
He ripped back the tapestry below, and Harry saw his horrible pouchy face and bulging pale eyes staring up the dark and, to Filch, deserted staircase.
"Hiding, are you?"
he said softly.
"I'm coming to get you, Peeves. You've gone and stolen a tri-wizard clue, Peeves. Dumbledore will have you out of here for this, you filthy, pilfering poltergeist."
Filch started to climb the stairs, his scrawny, dust-coloured cat at his heels. Mrs. Norris's lamp-like eyes, so very like her master's, were fixed directly upon Harry. He had had occasion before now to wonder whether the invisibility cloak worked on cats. Sick with apprehension, he watched Filch drawing nearer and nearer in his old flannel dressing gown. He tried desperately to pull his trapped leg free, but it merely sank a few more inches. Any second now, Filch was going to spot the map or walk right into him.
"Filch! What's going on?"
Filch stopped a few steps below Harry and turned. At the foot of the stairs stood the only person who could make Harry's situation worse, Snape. He was wearing a long grey nightshirt, and he looked livid.
"It's Peeves, Professor,"
Filch whispered malevolently.
"He threw this egg down the stairs."
Snape climbed up the stairs quickly and stopped beside Filch. Harry gritted his teeth, convinced his loudly thumping heart would give him away at any second.
"Peeves?"
said Snape softly, staring at the egg in Filch's hands.
"But Peeves couldn't get into my office. This egg was in your office, Professor?" "Of course not," Snape snapped. "I heard banging and wailing. Yes, Professor, that was the egg. I was coming to investigate. Peeves threw it, Professor. And when I passed my office, I saw that the torches were lit and a cupboard door was ajar. Somebody has been searching it. But Peeves couldn't. I know he couldn't, Filch,"
Snape snapped again.
"I seal my office with a spell none but a wizard could break."
Snape looked up the stairs, straight through Harry, and then down into the corridor below.
"I want you to come and help me search for the intruder, Filch. Yes, Professor, but..."
Filch looked yearningly up the stairs, right through Harry, who could see that he was very reluctant to forego the chance of cornering Peeves.
"Go,"
Harry pleaded with him silently.
"Go with Snape. Go."
Mrs. Norris was peering around Filch's legs. Harry had the distinct impression that she could smell him. Why had he filled that bath with so much perfumed foam?
"The thing is, Professor,"
said Filch plaintively,
"the headmaster will have to listen to me this time. Peeves has been stealing from a student. It might be my chance to get him thrown out of the castle once and for all." Filch, I don't give a damn about that wretched poltergeist. It's my office that's...
Clunk, clunk, clunk.